That is hello in the Choctaw language, spoken by about 10,000 Native Americans, mostly in Oklahoma, USA. Welcome, kind-hearted viewers, and thank you for joining us today on Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world.
Studio in Los Angeles, California, USA. Supreme Master Television brings you uplifting news from around the world. Our programs are available 24 hours a day in Europe, the Middle East, and Northern Africa via Astro 1 at 19.2 degrees east and Hotbird 6 at 13 degrees east. We are also conveniently available worldwide online at suprememastertv.com.
In today's news, Mauritius is ranked as the best governed country in Africa. In child welfare news, Portugal proposes a system to safeguard children. In transportation news, Air Arabia expands its flights to India. In archaeology news, Israeli researchers find huge stones used to rebuild a biblical compound in the Holy Land. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your positive TV channel.
Today in history, October the 14th, Hannah Arendt was born in East Prussia of Jewish parents in 1906. She immigrated to the United States in 1941 and later became Princeton University's first fully appointed woman professor in 1959. Dr. Arendt wrote widely on a number of topics, and her theories on justice brought her international acclaim. She once said, "Forgiveness is the key to action and freedom." Today we celebrate Hannah Arendt, the German-American philosopher who wrote powerfully on freedom, equality, and justice.
Fly-in news, news from the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association. Upon learning of the natural disasters in Olac or Vietnam and Formosa or Taiwan, Supreme Master Qinghai expressed her concern and asked for reports of the recovery efforts from our association members. She also sends $10,000 for urgently needed materials for victims. As she closely follows up-to-date news from these areas, Supreme Master Qinghai frequently asks for more updates from our relief team in order to further assess the situation. With Master's permission, we'd like to share with viewers the latest news of relief efforts from our association's headquarters as reported to Supreme Master Qinghai.
October 12, 2007, our most caring master. Regarding floods in Olac, report from Olac relief team. Recent typhoons caused heavy damage to six provinces in the northern Olac:
Hà Tĩnh, Thanh Hóa, Sơn La, Ninh Bình, Nghệ An, and Lào Cai.
As of October 9th, the typhoons and floods have caused 79 deaths or missing persons, and more than 137,056 houses are collapsed and ruined. UNICEF, the Olac Seas Red Cross, and government agencies are currently helping the people who have been affected by flooding. The private sectors have also contributed approximately $250,000. According to local reports as of October 10th, 60% of the people affected by the flood have recovered, 80% of the schools have reopened, and 100% of the government offices are now open to serve people. Fellow initiates are ready to help and have donated $7,000 for the flood victims. We continue to receive donations to aid the victims. Our fellow association members are evaluating the situation. If it is necessary, they will offer more help for those affected. It is currently the storm and flood season in Olac. We will continue to report to Master for any new development during these relief efforts. May all the Olac Seas people who have been affected by the floods be blessed to soon recover.
regarding Typhoon Kosa in Formosa. Report from Taipei Center. Our association members from Taipei Center Formosa have visited the family who lost a father and son in the landslide and have delivered to them both monetary aid and material supplies. The family expressed their gratitude for our association and especially for our beloved master's kindness and love. Our members have encouraged them to contact our association for any further needs. We have also presented Master's publications and assured them that these are the best remedy for their sorrows. They greatly appreciated this spiritual gift. From this visit, once again, we felt Master's omnipresent grace. Report from Changhua, Taichung, Taidong, Pingdong centers. Apart from the agricultural loss in some areas, as well as fallen trees, the damage was not significant. In the mountain regions, major roads are now open for public use. We are grateful for Master's blessing and protection, which reduced the hurricane damage to a minimum. Even though your boundless love is invisible, it rests deep in everyone's soul. May your love and wisdom be with us forever, Formosa Centers and Foreign Group.
May the disaster survivors in Olac and Formosa soon recover to their normal lives in God's grace and blessings. We thank Supreme Master Qinghai for allowing us to share this relief update to our caring viewers, who are surely concerned and glad to know about the well-being of fellow humans in this situation. We also thank Supreme Master Qinghai International Association's Foreign Group for timely, invaluable updates.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
News. Palestinian negotiator says Israel and Palestine are close to agreement. In an interview on Israeli television, Palestinian negotiator Saeb Erekat said that progress had been made between Israel and Palestine toward a document that will be presented to the International Mideast Peace Conference planned for November. Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas are also reportedly close to agreement on the land that would be designated as Palestine. Congratulations, Israel and Palestine, on your continued progress through diplomatic dialogue. May heaven bless your negotiations and the entire Middle East with peace, harmony, and prosperity.
Fly-in News. United Nations protects human rights in Sri Lanka. United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, Louise Arbour, has completed a 5-day mission in Sri Lanka. On Thursday, she met with Sri Lankan President Mahinda Rajapakse to discuss the nation's human rights situation. The Sri Lankan government has expressed a willingness to work with the UNCHR and others who will share their technical expertise as well as training for local personnel. Thank you, Commissioner Arbour, UNCHR, and all involved for your efforts to help safeguard the lives and dignity of the Sri Lankan people. May God bless Sri Lanka with peace, security, and happiness.
By in news, U.S. contributes relief to Olaxi's or Vietnamese typhoon victims. The United States will donate $100,000 to the victims of last week's Typhoon Lakima. The donation, which will be made by USAID's Office of Foreign Disaster Assistance, will be received by the Olaxi's Vietnamese Red Cross for distribution to typhoon victims in the north and central regions of the country. In a letter of condolence to the Olaxi's government, U.S. Embassy Charge d'Affaires Jonathan Alawasi wrote, "The U.S. is proud to stand as in partner with Olac, Vietnam, in relief efforts to needy people. We will do all we can to assist those afflicted. Thank you, and God bless the generous and compassionate American efforts to aid Olakzi's brothers and sisters in time of need. May the people of Olak recover quickly and continue on the path of prosperity.
Fly-in News. Chinese hospital receives $1.33 million. On Friday, Macau businessman Maman K presented a check for 10 million yuan or $1.33 million to the General Hospital in Beijing, China. Mr. Maman K, who is vice chairman of the National Committee of the Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference and the chairman of the Macau General Chamber of Commerce, has also pledged an additional $1.33 million over the next 10 years. The funds will support the local hospital staff in their efforts to develop new medical techniques and will also provide financial assistance for patients in need. Thank you and God bless Mr. Maman K for your generous support of the medical community and the Chinese people. May heaven bless all with health, fulfillment, and love.
Fly-in News. In cherished remembrance of Sri Chinmoy, Indian spiritual leader and peace leader, Sri Chinmoy passed from this world on Thursday, October 11th at his home in Queens, New York, USA. He will be remembered for his tireless devotion to alleviating world suffering through his Oneness, Heart, Tears, and Smiles humanitarian mission, and more than 30 years of work for the United Nations. Sri Chinmoy was a paragon of spiritual, creative, and physical vitality. In addition to being a champion weightlifter, tennis player, and runner, he wrote over 1,600 books of prose and poetry and composed over 20,000 pieces of music. His vision of interreligious harmony earned him the respect and admiration of Mother Teresa, Pope Paul VI, Pope John Paul II, and the Dalai Lama. May Sri Chinmoy's soul rest in God's eternal love.
Fly-in News. The Netherlands bans the sale of hallucinogenic mushrooms. The Dutch government announced Friday its plans to prohibit the sale of so-called magic mushrooms, which can cause harmful hallucinations. The Justice Ministry said that any shops that continue to sell them, especially to foreign tourists, will be shut down. Thank you, and God bless the Dutch Ministry of Justice for your sincere concern for the well-being of all people. May the Netherlands be blessed with health and happiness.
Fly-in News. Philippine police trade guns for whistles. National Police Chief Avelino Razon has announced a new plan for the 110,000 police personnel in the Philippines. Speaking on Thursday, he said, "We'll be training our police officers to blow whistles instead of firing their handguns in the air to stop crime. I want the people to look at our police officers as their friends." The new program has launched with an initial 500 friendly policemen in Manila, with progressive increase planned over the coming months. Thank you, Chief Razon, and all police personnel for your caring efforts to protect the people through peaceful means. May God bless the safety and well-being of all.
Fly-in News. OLAC, or Vietnam, commits to world peace through disarmament. OLAC, or Vietnam, has promised to do her utmost for disarmament by working with other members of the United Nations. Hoàng Chí Trung, Deputy Permanent Representative of OLAC, or Vietnam, to the United Nations, announced the commitment at the United Nations General Assembly, saying that disarmament is crucial to world peace and security. Thank you, OLAC, for enlisting in the campaign for peace and harmony on our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavor.
Fly-in News. U.S. city says no to smoking in multi-story buildings. The city of Belmont in California, USA, is one of the world's first to ban smoking inside the apartments of multi-unit, multi-story dwellings. The new ruling also forbids smoking in indoor or outdoor workplaces, as well as areas for public gathering that include parks, stadiums, sport fields, and outdoor shopping malls. How wonderful, Belmont City! Thank you for this life-saving measure, and God bless your citizens with vibrant health and well-being.
Fly-in News. Internet domain name availability expands to include 11 new languages. On Thursday, the world's leading corporation for Internet domain name assignment announced that it would test register new domain names in 11 widely used non-Roman languages. In an effort to truly globalize the Internet, ICAAN, the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers, has selected Arabic, Persian, Russian, Hindi, Greek, Korean, Hebrew, Japanese, Tamil, Traditional Chinese, and Simplified Chinese for testing. The test domain names will have .test endings instead of more common endings like .com or .net. Paul Twomey, ICAAN President and CEO, stated, "This will be one of the biggest changes to the Internet since it was created." May God bless ICAAN's efforts to make the World Wide Web reflect our beautifully diverse and multilingual world.
Lion News, world's oldest painting found in Syria. French archaeologists have unearthed the world's oldest wall painting, which resembles modern artwork near Neolithic settlement of Jadeh al-Mugara on the Euphrates in Syria. The painting is approximately 11,000 years old, featuring red, black, and white rectangles on a 2 square meters wall. Eric Cocognot, the team leader, said, "It looks like a modernist painting. Some of those who saw it have likened it to work by Paul Klee. The previous oldest painting dates back to 9,500 years ago in Turkey." Thank you to all archaeologists involved for your efforts rediscovering and sharing the beauty of the ancient worlds.
Master Qinghai International Association News from Formosa or Taiwan. Our association members went to visit a shelter for homeless dogs in Tiahe City. This friendly shelter is home for the dogs until they are adopted or until they have lived out their natural lives. This is due to the kindness of Mr. Qing Linghu, Chief Executive Officer of Changte Charitable. He told our association members that some generations back, a dog saved the life of one of his forefathers. Since then, members of his family have extended whatever kindness they could to these courageous and noble animals. They teach future caregivers how to take good care of dogs by giving these canine friends nutritious food, shelter, and a lot of love. Our association members were very happy to meet a gentleman who loves dogs so much. May heaven bless all dogs and their human companion with happiness and health.
In governance news, Mauritius is recognized as the best governed country in Africa. Mauritius, an island 1,200 miles off the coast of Africa, has been named the best governed country in the first ever rankings of African governance. A team of Harvard academics devised the ratings of all 48 sub-Saharan countries spanning over 5 years. Categories such as law, security, and human development were covered. The top five best-governed nations, according to this study, are Mauritius, Seychelles, Botswana, Cape Verde, and South Africa. Congratulations, Mauritius, on this honor. May God bless the people of Africa to live in happiness, peace, and prosperity. Coming up on Noteworthy News, Air Arabia increases its flights to India. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more positive news.
Camping, you may want to prepare a special emergency bag that includes matches, a flashlight, a silver emergency blanket, a lightweight raincoat, and a whistle. These basic items can come handy. Happy camping, and now for the weather from around the world.
Child welfare news. Portugal proposes an international alert system for missing children. 27 member countries of the European Union met in Lisbon and all supported the proposal. The alert system would immediately send out details of the missing child and contact information to all member states, and a search throughout the European Union would be carried out. Portugal also proposed expanding the plan based on the French system with a media campaign and messages in public places. Thank you, and God bless the European Union and Portugal for your loving efforts to protect our children. Heaven bless every child to live in peace and safety.
In transportation news, Air Arabia expands its flights to Indian destinations. Air Arabia will add the city of Coimbatore to its other 7 destinations in India. These flights now operate twice a week and will increase to 3 times a week in November. Coimbatore is the second largest city in Tamil Nadu and one of the fastest growing cities in India. Kyle Haywood, commercial director of Air Arabia, said, "The addition of this destination for Air Arabia gives even greater opportunity for travelers between the Middle East, North Africa, and India for both holiday and business travel. We look forward to further enhancing our destination network in India in the future." Thank you, and Allah bless Air Arabia for facilitating travel to India, which can help increase intercultural knowledge and understanding. Up next, Israeli archaeologists discover an important quarry. We'll take a moment to give thanks to the Creator for the abundance in our lives. You're watching Noteworthy News here on Supreme Master Television.
Go ahead, ready?
I'm Forrest Whitaker for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, and this is my daughter, True.
Hi.
Life is full of choices. And many years ago, I chose to become a vegetarian. And it's one of the best choices I've ever made. And since True's dad was a vegetarian, she decided to be vegetarian too. You may decide to go vegetarian for better health, for a better environment, or you could be like True and I and just decide you don't want to eat meat anymore.
I love animals and I love being a vegetarian.
I'm Forrest Whitaker.
And I'm True Whitaker. And I'm...
We're vegetarian.
We're vegetarians.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. In archaeology news, Israeli scholars unearth quarry linked to King Herod's Temple Mount. Israeli archaeologists have discovered a quarry which provided King Herod with the stones to repair the Temple Mount in 19 BCE. The huge stones, which weighed more than 20 tons each, were believed to be used to rebuild the biblical compound in the Holy Land. This holy site is known as the Temple Mount to Jews and the Noble Sanctuary to Muslims. Dr. Yuval Baruch, an archaeologist with the Israeli Antiquities Authority, has said pottery and coins found were proof that the stones were indeed those used during King Herod's expansion of the temple 2,000 years ago. Thank you, Israeli archaeologists, for your rare discovery that offers insight into one of the sacred sites on Earth.
Let's now enjoy some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Last Prayers.
A Christian priest went to Africa. Now halfway through, he met a lion. And so he knows that his life's going to be finished, right? And the lion said to the priest, "Now say your last prayer," right? So of course the priest has nothing else but to kneel down and pray to God that God will save him from this lion. And while he was saying and praying very hard, the lion also kneeled down. And the priest was very surprised, say, I pray to God because I want him to save my life and my soul. What business have you to pray to God? So the lion said, well, we have to give thanks before meal.
And now for our viewers' hotline. This hotline is from Craig, who wrote,
just a quick inquiry. Have you started broadcasts to Australia? Craig Sutton.
Hello, Craig. Thank you for your hotline. At present, we are broadcasting via satellite in Europe, the Middle East, and Northern Africa. We are also available worldwide online. To have Supreme Master Television added in your area, please contact your local cable companies to request for our channel. We wish you and your family all the best with God's love.
Do you have a hotline today? We very much appreciate your comments and positive stories from your area. Please send them to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on your screen.
Thank you for watching Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. Supreme Master Television is available at suprememastertv.com anywhere in the world, 24 hours a day.
Ci pisali chike. That means see you later in Choctaw. May God bless your days with peace and joy.